Thank you for joining us. Get ready to be challenged as Pastor Stephen Sexton shares the word of truth. We pray that this message will activate your God-given potential as you are elevated to new heights by this motivational word.
For some of us, I just want to talk here a little bit. But for us to move into what God has for us this year, we're going to have to start liking the word goodbye. We are. For some of us to actually move into what God has called us to do, we're going to have to start liking the word goodbye. Now, I know goodbye can have some sound like a negative word. But, you know, and obviously if you're married and you're a couple and you're fighting and your wife slams the front door and says goodbye, that's not a good word. That's not good. But, you know, if you're a business owner or you're someone who is in a corporation and you get a new job and it's going to be greater pay, it's going to be better benefits, you're going to be in a more encouraging work environment, goodbye is a great word. And, you know, I think that we need to look at, in order to move in to some new areas, we're going to have to say goodbye to some old areas and see that goodbye is a great word. Why? Because it signifies a transition is coming and there is more on the horizon. We all know that you can't move into something new unless if you're satisfied where you're at. You can't move into a new place if you're satisfied. You can only move into something new if you see that there's something new out there. And for us to move in and acquire more this year, transitions have to happen in our life. Goodbye must become a part of our vocabulary. And, you know, before you start moving into a new area, goodbye always comes first. Goodbye always comes first. And you know what? I don't know about you, but probably one of the worst things that you can ever do in your life is move. You know, I don't know if moving is on anybody's bucket list. You know, what do you want to do before you die? I want to move one more time. I want to pack everything up, and I want to move one more time. Katie and I have had a couple times we've moved. And every time, I pretty much hated it. You know, every time I've moved, I don't know, there's nothing good about moving. I mean, obviously, once you've unpacked, it's like, yes, this is awesome. But while you're in it, there's nothing good about moving. Because here's what you do. You try to get out as cheap as you can. So you invite all your buddies over to help you move, and they always break something, or you can't find something. And so it's just like, why move? Let's just stay here. You know, and so, you know, sometimes, you know, moving and saying goodbye to areas is not on our radar. You know, all of us have dreams. Hopefully dreams of owning a home. That's a very real dream for some of you. Getting out of debt, having a great marriage, raising godly young people. Maybe some of you here want to finish your degree, and that's something that you want to do. Maybe you're someone who, you know what, I'm going to lose that 10 pounds. This year, I'm moving in to that bathing suit. I'm moving in to that extra 15 pounds. I'm moving in to it. Maybe knowing God on a deeper level. However, and whatever it is, we've got to ask ourselves, we're not really moving into any new areas unless we say goodbye to old areas. You're not moving in to something new. And so let's talk about the areas that we're willing to say goodbye in. Are we willing to say goodbye into certain areas of our life, into our mindsets, into insecurities, attitudes, fears? You know, we all want big, but are we willing to say goodbye to some fears that are in our life? Bad habits. Just bad. We got some bad habits. Are we willing to say goodbye to those areas? Certain types of entertainment. Here, you want to know more about the Lord, or you want to study and have more wisdom where things come. You want to start reading books, whatever it is. Want to turn off the TV to do that? You know, I mean, we're just talking, but you know, some of the hardest areas to say goodbye to are the areas that we feel real safe and comfortable in. You know, I mean, you may have a great life. Everything may be going great. I can pay my bills. On occasion, we can eat steak. You know what I'm saying? My kids get birthday presents. Life is good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like, you know, a millionaire, but life is good. And you know what? For many of us, that can be a very, very dangerous place because we settle for less than what God has. And you know what? We have to be willing. Anybody wants to leave when it's bad. When it's bad, you're like, deuce. See ya. You know what I'm saying? You know? When things aren't going well, you can't wait to throw up deuces and say see you later. But when things are going great, it's hard to say goodbye to great, because on the other side of that, it may not be so great. Or you see the transition coming where you're like, ooh, to get that place great, it's going to take a lot of work. A lot of work. You know, in order to transition to where we want to be, we're going to have to be able to say some goodbyes. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 41, verse 41. Genesis chapter 41, verse 41. And my goal for today is to make goodbyes not such a hard thing. My assignment today is say your goodbyes. Say your goodbyes. When I was a kid in high school, Boys to Men came out with a song. And one of the line in the song was, it's so hard to say goodbye. It's so hard to say goodbye. And that was a song that resonated. And don't y'all look at me like I'm a heathen. How many of y'all know the song? Don't even lie. Don't it? Coming in church lying. It's not hard to say goodbye. Goodbyes can be great. Goodbyes can be like, you know, if you're in an area of your life where you know it's not producing, say goodbye. Woo, my attitude right there, I need to say goodbye to that dude. My mouth, the way I'm handling my finances, the way I'm thinking about my marriage, woo, I've got to say goodbye to some things to step into new things. And that's what we're going to uncover here today. Genesis chapter 41, it says here, so Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger, dressed him in a robe of fine linen, and put a gold chain around his neck. He made him ride in a chariot as his second in command. And the men shouted before him, make way! Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. In this moment, Joseph finally got the opportunity to see the dream come into fruition. For Joseph, the dreaming was over. He was moving in. And I can promise you, he was ready to say his goodbyes. Goodbye, Pharaoh. I mean, goodbye, jailer. Goodbye, Potiphar. Goodbye, Potiphar's wife, you old nasty girl. Goodbye, you know what I'm saying? Goodbye, hurts and pains. Goodbye, misunderstandings. Goodbye, my brothers who meant to hurt me. Goodbye, waiting, because I'm not waiting any longer. I'm about to walk in it. Joseph illustrates what I'm trying to communicate better than anyone else, because for years he had a dream that he was going to have great influence. In fact, when he told his family about his dream, it didn't go over so well. Have you ever had a conversation that you thought was going to go better than it actually did? You know, I thought this conversation was going to go really good, but it ended up going really bad. He started talking about his dream to his brothers, and his brothers hated him for it. They hated him because he had favor and vision. Even his father, who loved him, didn't understand him. He chalked up Joseph's dreams to childish fantasies and lofty goals. Can we just stop for a second and just talk here? What are you believing God for? Do you have any dreams? Are there any dreams in this new auditorium? Is there any dreamers here? Because here's the thing. You want to stop the movement of God? Stop dreaming. Stop wanting something. Stop having an expectancy in your heart that God is going to do something. Because here's the thing. The Bible's very clear. It tells us that it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because they have all they need. They don't lack for anything. You know what I'm saying? If I want some cheese, I'm going to go buy some cheese. If I want a new tent, if I want a new camel, I just go get it. I lack for nothing. There's nothing I'm desiring God for. Church, if we want to see God do some great things in this body, we got to have some dreamers, some people that say, God, I want from you. I need from you. And what I'm telling you is there is never a situation or a position or a time that we should not want from God. God orchestrates everything. There's times I lay my head down on my pillow and I realize that I did not handle that situation as a parent like I needed to handle it. God, I need you. I got to say goodbye to some things. I got to say hello to some things. You know what, God, with my wife, I need you, Lord. I need you to help me with understanding. God, I need you in these areas. But if we get to the place where we don't need, where there's no dreams, where there's no vision of doing something better, different, more efficient, then you're looking to have a dead church. What do you need God for? What are you dreaming for? Come on, I'm trying to speak to your spirit and produce that dream. What is it? You got a dream? You should. The Bible is very clear that young men will dream dreams and older men will have visions. In other words, if you're older today, you have a vision for your family. You have a vision for how you're going to exit this life. You have a vision for the legacy that you're going to leave. You see something down the road that's not there yet. If you're a young man or you're a young woman, you have a dream. What am I going to accomplish? What am I going to do? How am I going to partner with God to do something great? How am I going to invite the power of God to do something in my life? You got to have a dream. What do you believe in God for? Because I came to talk to the dreamers in this place, the people who are not afraid to say their goodbyes. Goodbye to average thinking. Goodbye to complacent living. Goodbye. Those who feel like they still got something else to accomplish, something to do for the kingdom, something to possess. This is your season. This is your season. I believe it. This is your season. Don't allow the devil to lie to you. It may be a long time coming, but it's coming. Joseph found himself in a meeting with one man that had the power to promote him. You may be one meeting away. Joseph was in a meeting with a man that had been talking about him and he didn't even know it. Joseph was wiping down the stalls, was helping the other prisoners, was trying to manage this other lifestyle, this other place of where he was dwelling, trying to handle what the chief jailer would say, that do this responsibility, mop that up, clean that. And all the while he's in that moment, someone is speaking his name in another moment. King, do you know I was in jail? And it was a couple years back when me and the baker were about to, you know, you remember you were mad with us and you were mad you were about to kill one of us? You did kill one of us. But anyway, and there was this guy who knew dreams. It was crazy. He just came up and said, why are y'all sad? And so I told him, and he told me the dream. And you know what? You need to get him to interpret this dream you have. Who's speaking your name and you don't even know about it? Who's advancing you and you are about to get a phone call and your business is about to go from the out of the red to a high profit margin? You have no idea what's about to happen. And what I'm telling you is you got to keep dreaming. You got to keep dreaming. You know what? Don't give up on your dream. You got to fight. You've got to fight. It could be right there. You have no idea. You thought God left you. God hadn't left you. God's been preparing you. God's been developing you. God's been training you. But you got to fight for that dream in your life. Is there a dream in you? Or do you serve God, but you don't really need God? See, I serve Him out of devotion, but I don't really need Him to make my life pleasant. I don't really need God to change my attitudes. There's got to be some dreams in you. Come on, let's waken up the dreams here in Jesus' name. Let's wake up the dreams in your heart. I want to talk to the dreams in your spirit. Are you believing for a house? Come on, who in here is believing for a home? Come on. Amen. We can stand in agreement with that. We can stand in agreement. Who's believing? I want to finish my degree. That's something that burns in you. You want to finish your degree. Come on, come on. Don't be bashful. I want to finish my degree. There are dreams all in this place. We are going to be a house of dreams. What I'm telling you is we've got dreams all around us. You're sitting in a dream. You're sitting in something that someone dreamed up years ago. We're in a place of dreams. And they're being fulfilled. Is there a dream in you? Your spirit should be jumping up and saying, that's me. That's me. I got a dream. I got something in me. I want a great marriage, not a good marriage. I don't want just a marriage. I want a great marriage. I'm ready for all the drama to stop in my house. I got some dreams. I want to take my business to a new level. I want to see my children have a heart for the Lord. This is a dream in church. It's a dream in ministry that you've played a vital part in. I was so encouraged last week when Tim was ministering and talking and bringing all this together. But I started thinking, I want to go back, way back, when Hetty and Dawn were given some land. The first 3 years they started camp, they were in the negative. Before summer, they didn't even know if they were going to have camp. As I hear Hetty and Dawn share that story and share that story and make any money the first year. The next year they had, well, I think the next year they were down $200. And the next year after that, they broke even. The next year after that, they finally made $200. 4 years, they made $200. No one said that. You can't do a camp out here. You can't do that. Then they started a church. Holy Ghost, Spirit, y'all are crazy. That ain't never going to work. It was in a pavilion, they called it, what Tim said, the barn. We're going to the barn. Y'all might be the first Branch Davidians. Y'all are weird. That ministry will never work. And then it worked. Then as the ministry started taking off, people, that ministry is going down. That ministry is not going to make it. That ministry, whatever. I love it. Yeah. Keep talking. Yeah. Still here. Still here. Tim gets a vision about starting a college, and he tells some of his friends, and he's like, his friends are like, you going to start a college? You don't really seem like a professor. I wouldn't really consider you, college, collegiate professor material. Who's going to go out to the back 40 and come to college? But it happened. What about moving the church into a gym? Church into a gym? We had carpet over there in the older sanctuary. We had nice chairs. You went over the gym, you sat down too fast, you slide right out. The gym? Then you know what? 10 years in the gym. Then we're going to start High Point. And as we were talking about starting High Point, I went to some of the some really huge influential leaders about how to do this and in this market. And they told me, young people don't want to learn about leadership. They don't want to come. I don't think that's going to work. The first year that we did it, we had, I think our highest number was 17 people, and we asked 8 to come. Now we're running 80 and 90 a week. This right here, when we're done with it, it'll be over $1 million facility. And you know how many people said you can't do that in this economy? That you cannot do that in this economy. Did. What I'm telling you is we're in a ministry. You've been a part of moving in. And in every phase, we had to say goodbye to something and hello to something. Goodbye to something and moving into something. And in your life, I'm ready for us as a body to say goodbye to some things that we've been toying with and dealing with and knowing that we were going to fix and knowing that we needed to change and knowing. Let's say goodbye to some areas and let's move into some areas because this is a ministry we move in. We move in. Is there a dream in you? Is there a dream in you to do something? Church, we got to get these dreams active in our life. Thinking about them. Don't forget your dreams. Don't forget your dreams. Joseph never forgot. He never forgot. He was in a moment that was about to change his life. But he did not forget the dream. And you know what? What I'm telling you is this. Don't forget. Don't forget. Many of you have words that were prophesied over you 15, 10, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. You were in a church. And you know what? I don't know when dreams start. They seem very insignificant when you're just in this moment. But all of a sudden, you see a couple and you're like, I want to be a married couple like them. I have a dream to do it like they do it. I don't want to be like them, but I want to do it like them. I want to have the kids that they have. You never know when a dream moment's going to happen, but you got to hold on to those dreams. Got to hold on to them. Joseph was in this moment and everything was about to change. Say goodbye. I love it. In this one moment, he said goodbye. Now let's look at this. What did he say goodbye to? Your position as a servant under the jailer, say goodbye. Your name Joseph, say goodbye. Your single life, say goodbye. I'm going to get you a wife. Dude, hit the lotto. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this one moment changed everything. We're going to change your position. We're going to change your name. We're going to change your status. you are now married. And we don't want you to walk no more either. I got a chariot for you, boys. Everything in a moment changed. Say goodbye to that old life. Say goodbye to the name Joseph. Say goodbye to who you were, who people labeled you, who they called you when you were a slave to a mentality, whatever it was, generational curse. Can't pay your bills. Mouth flew off the handle and said something just mean, vicious. Just the cycle. We're changing your name. You used to be this, but now you're this. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. We're done with that. It'll take courage to step out of your yesterday and make a future that seems uncertain. It'll take courage to do that. But the word is very clear in Exodus 16. When the children of Israel were hungry and God was going to feed them with manna. And if you'll look around verse 19. Moses said to them, no one is to keep any of the food that they get after they need it. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses, and they kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and it began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. Not only did the Israelites need to gather their own manna, but they needed to go out every morning and get what they needed. God was not trying to develop people who did not work. God wanted to make sure, I will feed you and take care of you today, but you will go out and get up every day and you will work and you will do and you will get. I will provide, you will get it. I will provide, you will get it. Get your dream. Work your dream. Make a choice. But don't sit back and think, if I get my dream, I'll just relax. No, 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 no. God said very clear, we can't live on yesterday's manna. You can eat today, but tomorrow, set your alarm because you got work to do. Tomorrow, set your alarm. You can eat as much as you want today, but tomorrow, it'll all spoil. It'll all spoil. We can't live on yesterday. Can't live on yesterday. I know people who their spiritual experience is when they were 20. I've heard stories of people who talk about that one event. Listen, God is bigger than one event. That event should have led you to another event. Should have led you to another event. Should have led you to another event. But we're not talking about when I was 20 and I got saved at a youth camp. That was my moment. That was a moment to start it. It wasn't a moment to end it. We're not living there. Can't live on yesterday.
can't live on yesterday's victories, and you can't live on yesterday's failures. We got to take those experiences, but you know what? We put them into our life, but we don't live on them. We use those experiences, but is there something new in you? Something more, something fresh, something now? Hebrews 11 verse 1, now faith, being sure of what we hope for and certain for what we do not see. Come on, we got some now faith. What do you believe in God for? Dreamers, what do you believe in God for? People are not going to see and know Christian ministries just because we have great worship. They're not going to even come because we have great people. They're going to come because we have people who have great dreams and move into them. And the world looks at that and goes, that's what I want. Does it make sense? The world will look at that and go, wow, every church has worship. Every church has seats. Every church has some people. But not every church moves in to the dreams that God has put in their heart. And if you're moving in, baby, I'm going. If you're doing it, I'll be there on Sunday. Teach me how. If you can transform your marriage, if you can transform your mouth, if you can transform your finances, if you can transform your... I'll be there Sunday. But we can't do that without saying our goodbyes. You know what? Over this last year, you've made a choice, church, to be auditorium people and not gym people. You've made the choice. Now, in that, are you going to be an auditorium person in your life? Or are you going to be a gym person? Because here's the deal. Gym people are satisfied with where they're at. Auditorium people may be in the gym, but their heart is in the auditorium. You may not be able to change right now where you're at, but your heart is there. You may be working here, but your heart's there. Come on, your heart's there. I'm going to start that business. I'm going to get that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to change this. There's going to be some things happen in my life. Even though it's been years, Joseph talked about his dream. It was still there. Even though there were some setbacks and misunderstandings, he never forgot what the Lord had told him. And now look what he's moving into. Come on. Head over everything other than Pharaoh's throne. Can I just give you three things if you're going to move in? Can I give you three things that need to happen if you're going to move in to the dreams that God has for you? First is this. You're going to have to pay the price. Dreams don't just happen. Jiminy Cricket ain't going to come up, and just because he can sing, when you wish upon a star, they don't just happen. They don't just happen. You're going to have to pay the price for your dream. You're going to have to pay the price. And how do you pay that price? Experience, learning, stewardship, faithfulness, growing. Working hard and receiving less. You're working so hard on this business and you're like, Lord, please break through. It's coming. It's coming. But if you're not willing to pay the price, you're not going to see the dream fulfilled in your life. You're going to have to pay the price. You're going to stick it out when it's hard. And you know what? We're raising a culture of people who don't know how to do hard. Don't know how to do hard. And I'm just telling you, it's more than quoting the verses. It's more than just quoting the verses. Because we all have the pressing together, running over, shaking, doing whatever. We all have that. But I'm telling you, God was very clear. I will provide everything that you need, but you have to go out and you have to get it. I'll provide everything that you need, but you have to go out and you have to get it. You're going to have to pay the price. The second thing is this. You're going to have to know your dream will be tested. Your dream will be tested. It's not going to just happen. It's going to be tested. It's going to be tested. Many times before you get your dream, you'll be tempted to give up on it. That dream of a great marriage, I'd have a great marriage if it wasn't for him. He's messing up the whole thing. I'd be awesome parents if it weren't for my kids. Dead gum them. Always putting me in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is this. Your dream will be tested. And you're not just going to get it because you want it. It's going to be tested. You listen. And you know what? Another thing, how it'll be tested is you'll have the opportunity to settle for something a little less than what your dream is. It'll be more than what you have currently, but it won't be what you want. You'll have the ability to settle. There'll be something that'll come along that'll say, settle. Settle. Your dream will be tested. People will try to tell you their opinions about your dream. It'll be tested. It's funny, you start telling someone your dream, hey, here's what I want to do, and they're like, oh yeah, man, that's great. You know what you should do, and then at the end of the conversation, it's their dream. It's like, you have totally taken my dream, you have totally changed my dream. I wanted a dream with a house with red polka dots on my wall. And you were like, red polka dots are stupid, they should be rectangle, and they should be blue, and they should be, and then after the dumb conversation, it's your dream. People will try to change your dream. You want to start a business? Oh, this is a terrible time to start a business. Do not start that business. I'm just telling you. In fact, here's what you need to do. If you want to start a business, what you need to do is you need to go work for about 20 years over here in this business. Then if you like that type of work, then you can come over here, and then you can see if you start your business. This is my dream. You don't have to like it. You have your own dream. But this is my dream. Does this make sense? Your dream's going to be tested. Don't be offended when people don't think your dream is great. When they don't understand it. People know, why do you want to do that? I never do that. Well, great. That's awesome. The fact that you would never do it means that, you know what? This leaves more pie for me. Because there's no competition. Your dream's going to be tested. You know what? Down the road. And this is so funny. You feel like you're starting to chase your dream and you start running down the road. And the faster and harder you run, the farther it seems away. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my dream. I'm running towards it. Yeah. And then it's like it speeds up. You know, it's like I thought I was gaining on it, but it took off. It like hit turbo or the NOS or something and just whoosh. And you're like, what the heck? I'm trying to get my dream here and it just took off. There was a curve. It didn't work. For some of you, there may be real things that you had a dream and there's some dreams that you had, but you never thought physical illness would be a part of it. You never thought divorce would be a part of it. You never thought, some issues with your children would be a part of it. And if you're not careful, you'll get weary. And what I'm telling you is don't get weary in well-doing. Do not get weary in well-doing. There is a dream, and you got to get it. And there's some things that you're going to have to say goodbye to in order to move in. The last thing is this, you're going to have to say your goodbyes. You have to say your goodbyes. Ultimately, there is a choice that will have to be made. And we are in a world of talkers. Because I talk a good game, it gets people excited about what's going to happen, but then there's no do. And we see that all over. We see that in our political system. We see that everywhere. Where are the doers? I'm not interested in the talkers. Ultimately, if you're going to move into what God has called you to do, you're going to have to make the choice to say goodbye to some stuff. Goodbye. You can't live a full life if you're too intimidated to make a choice. Too intimidated to make a choice. If you want to be healthier, it'll come down to a choice. If you want to get along better with your coworkers, it'll come down to a choice. If you want to have a little bit more money at the end of the week, it'll take coming down to a choice. You know what I'm saying? Do I really need that Starbucks coffee? Do I really need to drive through Sonic and get some cheese sticks? Do I really need to go? Do I really want that or do I not? Because if I'm not going to say I want it and not get it. I'm not going to do this and then come back and do that. And you can't try for a while. When you say goodbye to something, it has to be permanent. I'm saying goodbye to this issue in my life. And I will not come back because I know what that produces. And I want something different. I want something better. I want something more. I'm not coming back to that. I'm not coming back to that. It's got to be permanent. God wasn't moving Israel into Canaan for a little while. It was a permanent move. Hey guys, I'm going to move you into this place for a couple, just a couple seasons of life. But y'all are going to rebel and it's going to be cool. No, this is your land. This is where prosperity is. This is where provision is. This is where they're going to know your name. This is where things are going to happen. Move into this land and don't move out. It's permanent. It's permanent. Listen, goodbyes produce a lot of things. Goodbyes produce closure, an end of a season. And for some of us here, you got to know this. You got to know that, you know what? You have been battling with finances for 10 years. It's got to be an end of a season. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking about, you know, setting a budget and your wife's rolling her eyes, then you know what? Maybe you've talked too much about that. Maybe it's time to just do it. If you've apologized too many times to your kids and told them you were going to change the way you talked, maybe it's time to go ahead and do it. Stop talking about it. Maybe it's time. You know what? We're all in seasons. We're all in seasons. Or you're in a season. I'm in a season. Pastor Tim, Pastor Paul, yeah, we're all in seasons. Everybody's in seasons. And you know what? For me and my family, you know what? We're in a season. I want to have a great marriage. And so you know what? There's some things I can't do if I'm going to have that. I want to be a great parent. You know what? Not a perfect parent, because there aren't any. But you know what? Guess what? I got to cut off the TV, and I got to play a few games if I want that to happen. Now, what season are you in? What season are you in? Because here's the thing. You're going to have to say goodbye. What does goodbye do? It signifies completion. We throw graduations for all of these people. Why? Because it's a sign of you're done. You finished high school. You finished college. You've completed that area. And you know what? We talk about something at camp. Every year we try to move from glory to glory because there's an end and there's a beginning. And there's an end and there's a beginning. And what I'm telling you is this. There's got to be an end for a beginning. There's got to be an end before there's a beginning. And we got to say goodbye to some areas of our life. Goodbye. You want to know the Lord deeper? Say goodbye to 4 hours of television at night. I mean, seriously, it can just, like that, you turn on the tube at 7 o'clock and before you know it, it's 11:30. At 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, you spent almost five hours in front of the television and you're talking about how you want to grow in your faith. 5 hours, like that. 20 hours, like that. In a month, I don't know math. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to say goodbye to some areas. You got to say goodbye. I never thought, come on, if you're going to want to be married, and I have a whole session on this when I'm teaching young marrieds. Me and David were talking about this. That when you get married, you have to say goodbye to the single life. You know what I'm saying? You don't get to roll with your boys anymore. I'm going to get married, but I'm going to play basketball on Monday night. I'm going to go hang out with the guys on Tuesday night. We're going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings on, Thursday night. We got church. And then, Friday night will be all right. Friday night will be good. You got to transition. Nobody told me when I got married, I'd be saying goodbye to my socks. You know what I'm saying? No socks in the drawer because somebody takes my socks and they wear my socks and I'm like, get your own socks. But nobody told me that I'd be saying goodbye to my socks when I got married. No, nobody told me that when I transitioned into parenthood that I would be saying goodbye to my remotes. Can't find a remote up in the house. I'm just like, where the remote? We have a basket for the remotes to go in and we find them in the bathroom. I'm like, It doesn't even reach in the bathroom. Why is it in the bathroom? It's up underneath the couches where no man can get. I have to say goodbye to some things. You're just going to have to say goodbye to some things. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do that? Because when you say goodbye to some areas in your life, you get to say hello to other areas. And you know what? It's awesome. It's awesome. When you say goodbye to areas of your life, you get to change in your perspective. You know what? When you have a couple over and they're about to leave and you say goodbye and you shut the door, what instantly happens? You change your perspective. You start, I need to clean up the kitchen. I need to do this. I need to do that. When you say goodbye, instantly there's a change in perspective. There's got to be a goodbye if we're going to move in to what God's called us to do. Every goodbye is followed by a hello. Let's say goodbye to some areas in our life, and let's move into what God has called us to do. Come on, can we say goodbye to doubts all over this room? Can you say goodbye? I will not doubt anymore. I'm called. I can do what I'm called to do. I'm good at what I do. I will not doubt if I can do it or if I can't. I'm going to do that. Can we say goodbye to fears? Can we say goodbye to indecision? Can we say goodbye? Come on, help me. Can we say goodbye to failure? Can we say goodbye to intimidation? Can we say goodbye to generational curses? Can we say goodbye to pride? Can we say goodbye to overindulgences? Can we say goodbye to... What do you need to say goodbye to? To move in to something else. I'm moving in. This year I'm moving in. Whatever it is in our finances. Katie and I got some goals. We're moving in. You know, there's some things in my life. I'm moving in. I'm saying goodbye to this. And so guess what? I might not get to have Dish Network. I may not do some things. But I'm going to move in. So in order to move in, I have to say goodbye. What do you need to say goodbye to? Because we can be in church and get amen happy. Because it's a good sermon, we think, wow, that was awesome. That was really encouraging to my spirit. But you have to walk out and make a choice. You have to walk out and make a choice. What are you going to say goodbye to? Offense. Negativity. If we're going to move into something, what are we going to say goodbye to? What everybody thinks about me. Walk into the church and you're just overcome with what people are thinking about you. Nobody's thinking anything about you, but hi. We're thinking, hi, how you doing? And you're thinking. I'm not thinking anything about you. We're just, hi, how you doing? How's it going? Say goodbye to that. Say goodbye to that mentality. Come on. Come on. Housewives, what do we need to say goodbye to? Trying to run a perfect house and have everything organized and have everything, you know what I'm saying? And everything's got to be clean and perfect and dadgum. All right, kids, you know, stay outside. You have to say goodbye to some stuff, to move into some stuff. Is there some joy in your house? You know what I'm saying? Kids can't sip Kool-Aid without you putting a towel around their neck. Say goodbye. What? These are things that I need to say goodbye to. What are y'all's? What do you need to say goodbye to? You got the faith? You got a dream? Come on, who in here has a dream? Who in here has a dream? You got a dream of some things that you want to see happen in your family. Come on, we're a dreaming church. We're a dreaming church. Come on, we all need God. And God moves in this body. And people, I'm just telling you, people start hearing dreams are happening over there in that church. That church, people are moving into some stuff over there. I got some dreams. I got some dreams. We got to say our goodbyes. We have to say our goodbyes. We got to stand up with me.
We hope you've been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more information about other messages by the pastors of Christian Ministries Church, please log on to our webpage at www.cmchurch.com. You can visit our online store, or you can download messages free from our podcast link.